In today's episode, we will go through the basics of setting up a balcony garden. Hello everyone! Plants touch every aspect of our lives, don't you agree? I am here to talk to you about houseplants, garden pests, easy-to-grow herbs, perennials that grow in sun and shade, air purifiers, succulents, the beautiful orchid, and more. If you think gardening is a difficult task, then I will make it easy for you. Welcome to my bi-weekly podcast, Fun with Gardening. I am Sheila Kedarinath, a passionate gardener and founder of Cinnamon Design, a gardening company. My podcast is for every urban gardening enthusiast and young buds who are eager to have their own green space. Join us as we take you on a beautiful journey as we hone your skills and improve your gardening prowess so that every bud can set up their flowers. I thought it is pertinent at this juncture to let you know a teeny-weeny bit about my foray into gardening. Plants have always been a part of my life over the last 30 years and will continue to be so. It is this which enables me to start my day with a smile. Without my little patio and the greenery that surrounds it, you'll be surprised at how grouchy I can get. So once I moved out from the corporate sector, I started my own venture, and that is how Cinnamon Design came into being. Your little green space should reflect you, even if all you have is a small balcony that is less than 100 square feet. You will be surprised to see how a bit of greenery can transform your life. A couple of chairs, a small table and flowers, a sunshade umbrella, or better still, a terracotta roof over your head. Rambling passion flowers. Sounds good? Whilst we can rave about the perennials, seasonal flowers, succulents, cacti, and various other species of plants, it is what you want to do with the space that is of primary importance. So why stop yourself? Go ahead. Find that little shade or sun where you think your plants will grow and let your creativity flow. To help you set up your balcony garden, I will share with you some points. Take out your little notebook. Let us first talk about the environmental conditions and the area of the balcony. Check where the sunlight is falling. Is the balcony east-facing, west-facing, etc.? And make a note of these things. Area that is exposed to shade. Area that has maximum light. Length and width of the balcony. Is your balcony exposed to strong breeze? Can you suspend a couple of pot hangers from the roof? Coir baskets can look very pretty. Do you like railing planters? In most homes in a balcony area, it is difficult to have natural grass, so you could go with artificial grass if need be. Secondly, have a theme to the balcony. Surf through the web, find out what you like, whether you want a formal or an informal garden. If informal, what type of setup would you like? Tropical? Country? Make a note. Thirdly, what type of pots would you like to go with? Remember, shapes and sizes are important, as is the material. At Cinnamon Design, we recommend you go with either cement planters, which are hardy, terracotta, which are earthy and beautiful, of fiber polymer pots, which are lightweight. Cement planters can be planted to a color of your choice. Polymer pots come in standard colors, usually white, gray, and ivory. Next, make a list of plants, seasonal and perennial. Seasonal plants are those plants which grow and flower in a particular season. Perennial plants live for several years and survive each growing season. The medium for planting should be the best, so buy it from a good nursery. A mix of soil, cocopeat and manure in a ratio of 40-30-30 should do. Certain additional things you can pay attention to. In case your balcony is attached to your living room, it becomes an extension of that room and therefore you should consider whether it goes well with your decor. choose the color of pots to go with the decor. Does the living room have French windows? Then you will probably have a lovely view of your plants as you sit and have an informal chat with your friend. Do you have some garden accessories? Frog, cat, birds, wind chimes are some great things to display in your garden. Would you like to buy some metal stands for pots? You could have the pots at different levels then. If you would like a water body, make sure you have an electrical point in the area. Lighting your balcony is important, so ensure your electrical points are taken care of. If you have a pet, choose pet-friendly plants. There are no gardening mistakes, only experiments, said Janet Kilburn Phillips. On that note, and now that you have everything penned down, are you excited to set up the garden? Make sure your plants are of different sizes, tall, medium, and small. A mix of certain plants, like the one I'm going to mention, would be great for your balcony garden. All of them are perennials. Tall plants could be the weeping fig, pala or erica palm, schefflera, and can be planted in pots which are 1.5 feet high. Medium-sized plants could be the aglaonema, croton, or flowering plants like ixora, hibiscus, mini oleander, and the ground orchid. These can be planted in a 1 foot high pot. Small plants that you could get are the spider plant, table rose, geranium, and they can be planted in pots which are 8 to 10 inches high. Flowering creepers like passion flower, bleeding heart, and alamander are great choices. And if you would like just green with no flowers, try Amritabali or the Giloy plant. It grows amazingly fast. Give the plants some space to grow and don't keep them too close to each other. Call your local gardener to help you plant and also learn the art of planting. Or call us at Cinnamon Design and we will be more than happy to set up things for you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Fun with Gardening. I do hope you enjoyed it. What was your takeaway? Let us know on Insta, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook to keep us inspired. And do share the podcast with your friends and relatives. You can subscribe to the show wherever you get the podcast from. Remember to reuse and recycle too. Happy gardening!